Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Good to have you along on this Wednesday. You hear this next voice we're talking with is a student at Mercer County High School, a senior, Eli Kelly. He's on the airways here at WRMJ, but he told me off the air playing 21 Elton John numbers Thursday night in the music theory class at Mercer County High School. So first and foremost, get out and go to that event Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Mercer County High School Auditorium. Music theory class honoring Elton John. Eli Kelly, tell us a little bit about that and that subject.
It's going to be exciting. We got 21 songs, 18 kids, each kid doing their own solo song and three group songs. And we're just going to run straight through them. Should be an hour 45 if we just kind of go straight there. We don't want it to be too long. Admission by donation, so guys, just show up.
So 21, you're playing the drums in all 21 numbers?
Drums in all 21
numbers. So how challenging has that been? Probably pretty easy for a guy like you.
yeah, it was just mostly just sitting down and listening to him a couple times, and then making sure I got all my drum parts down, and then just playing with all the students and Mr. Ruggles.
Now, were you an Elton John fan coming in, or was it just something that you knew about it and you can deal with it?
I knew about it, and then it was like, now I have to listen to all these songs and get them down. So it was a very big, like, eye-opener. It was like, there's this whole section of music I had never listened to, and then it was just kind of thrown out there for me to deal with.
So how many kids altogether involved in this then? Thursday?
18.
18?
19 counting Ruggles, and he has his own song.
All right. And I asked you, I said, they're getting deep into this thing, because I asked you, there's the song that they play in Almost Famous, the movie about the Rolling Stones reporter, mm-hmm. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. I said, there's no way you guys are playing that, and your response was?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So who's doing that?
Hallie Heath.
Awesome, man.
That's a good song.
So what about the variety of, I mean, there's so much Elton John music to pick from.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of those.
You can't name all of them, but what are some of the numbers you guys do?
We have songs, the classics like Your Song, Tiny Dancer, and then some songs that are deeper down. Some of my friends picked Island Girl and England and America, which was a newer one.
Are they doing, don't tell me they're doing Madman Across the Water. Is somebody doing
no,
that?
No,
shoot,
not.
Man. All right. So again, that's 7 o'clock Thursday night at the Mercer County High School Auditorium. So when Mr. Ruggles said music theory, we're taking on Elton John, was the response, yeah, amen, man, we're going to do that. What was the response? Are there people in class saying, let's do the music theory class, let's pay tribute to this artist, and why aren't we doing that?
Well, he kind of kept it a secret for a while, and he was playing a game where he was giving us letters each week, and the first one was E, and so we were all thinking Elton John to begin with. And then one of our classmates, Skylar, put down a whole list on a piece of paper, and it was just like, here's a bunch of artists that have the letter E in them, and one of them was Elton John. We're like, oh, and that's the next one, and then the next letter was N, and then there was one week where Ruggles accidentally slipped up and said Elton John, and only a few people picked up on it.
He let the secret out.
Yeah, and he was pretty mad.
All right, so you began preparation for this how long ago then?
About a month.
About a month? Only a month to get ready?
Maybe a little bit longer. In class, about a month.
So do you have like a dry, we're talking to you on Wednesday, do you have like a dry run through the whole thing, or you just show up Thursday and get the instruments out and play?
Tonight is our dress rehearsal.
All right.
So we're just going straight through.
All right. Well, that sounds like it is going to be a tremendous night. I hope to get out there again Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Everyone is an Elton John fan. Any song speak to you since you've done this? I mean, is there a favorite number you're looking forward to? Or
Benny and the Jets.
All right.
That's my favorite song.
All right. And he's going to be there for every number on Thursday playing the drums. Did you participate in the fall production this year to play?
I didn't do the play. I did the musical last year.
Yeah, because I know you were involved in all that. Are they doing a musical this spring then, too,
mm-hmm.
or not?
Yeah.
You'll be involved in that?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Scholastic Bowl. We were John Hoshite and I were talking about today. We think we may be going to state this year. No, we ain't going to put that expectation out there.
Hopefully.
But I think, hopefully. You've had, I think, one tournament so far.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot of seniors that participate on this squad this year. So tell us a little bit about Scholastic Bowl here in 2019-2020.
We're a pretty strong team. I mean, we have those players that, you know, are really good, you know, Nathan and Max. And then there's a lot of people who aren't as, like, headstrong.
Skilled?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in sub-subjects, but, you know, they kind of pick up where those two fall. And we were pretty strong in that tournament. We only lost one game, but all the games we did win were a pretty substantial, you know, victory.
Yeah, I know you beat Riverdale, who's kind of always the team that's to beat in the area, and it was their tournament, I think. And I know you're Max Santiago, who's the All-Stater from last year. Who's Nathan?
McDermott.
All right, Nathan McDermott. So what's your specialty on Scholastic Bowl? Do you have a favorite subject, or as they say, Eli Kelly, we need this from you?
The most obscure topics.
Give me an example. Like, yeah.
There is no example. It's just that question that nobody has any idea, and I'm like, maybe I know this.
All right, so have you ever answered a question, and has there been like a kind of like a fist pump, like, yeah, I got that, take that, Stark County or whoever you're playing against?
Not in high school, no. In junior high, there was one. I was in Science Olympiad, and I was in this fossils class, and it was like a tiebreaker at Orion, and I got it. I was like...
What was the question, you remember?
No clue.
All right, so tell us your experience. You started working here at WRMJ how many years ago? A couple years
last
ago?
Last year. Last year. It was my 1 year.
Like, what has it been like for
it's
you?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Now, is radio something you just wanted to... I want to get behind the microphone and give it a try.
Yeah.
Now, why?
No reason. It was just like I applied to some places. I was looking for a job, mainly because I was broke. And it was just like, I'll apply here. My brother Michael worked here back.
Oh, that's right.
2010 or whatever.
Yeah. Got a good brother combo. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, well, I'm not talking about like high school kids that know you, but like where you've been somewhere and they've come up to you and they said, you're Eli Kelly that's on the radio. Have you had any of those experiences
yet? At church, a lot of the older ladies who sit down and listen.
They say that? Yeah. That's that boy, Eli Kelly. He's on the radio.
And it's just always...
Do you big time him or not? No.
It's always just kind of embarrassing. I just go, oh, thank you, and then just kind of walk away.
So the trick question I ask everybody here that works here is your favorite coworker would be who? Probably Ty Taylor or not? No?
Ty's pretty awesome. So is Nick.
Nick Isher?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're both pretty
cool. I like those. Well, I like Nick Isher. Don't know much about Ty Taylor. All right. So our main purpose today, we talked to Eli. You said 18 students altogether?
Yeah.
18 students. Thursday night, the music theory class, the beautiful Mercer County High School Auditorium. Eli's going to be playing drums in all, how many numbers again?
21.
21. Yeah. 21 Elton John numbers. So, again, 7 o'clock, and donate to the cause, too. It's a free will donation. So, again, the arts are great down at Mercer County High School. All right, Eli, we're looking forward to seeing you Thursday night, and we're looking forward to hearing you on the radio. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.